relevant to discuss something about weddings nowadays. One of the big challenges for yeshiva boys, and really for many people, when it comes to modern Ashkenazi weddings is as follows. The way the Ashkenazi wedding nowadays goes is that the chatan and kala don't see each other for the entire week prior to the wedding, and even at the wedding, until the badekin. That means that when you walk into the wedding, the chatan is in a separate room. Whereas the kala is with everybody else, the chatan is in a separate room where he's surrounded by his friends and other and his rabbis. They sign the ketubah, they eat, they have divrei Torah, they pray mincha, and then they parade the chatan to visit the kala, where he puts the veil on her face. That's called the badekin. It's a very special moment. It's a very powerful moment, a very exciting moment. He hasn't seen her in a whole week, and he puts the veil over her face, just like the Mordechai recommends that Nisuin is fulfilled through covering her with the veil. That we try to, Ashkenazim try to fulfill all opinions. They do the badekin. That's their minhag. And the minhag is for the chatan to do it. And if you don't look at the camera when you do it, the photographer will make you undo it and redo it, because it's that special of a moment. And then after that, everyone disperses. They go to the chuppah. The chuppah takes place. And after the chuppah is a yichud room. And then after that is the first dance. In between the chuppah and the first dance, oftentimes, there's a lot of time. There's a big break. Because the chatan and kala have to have a yichud room. That takes a few minutes or more. They have to eat. They haven't eaten all day long. They've been fasting. And according to the Maharil, anyway, that is how one fulfills nisuin. The chatan and kala eating together in private. And they also have to take family pictures. They haven't seen each other or their families with each other this whole day. And now they're finally able to spend time with each other, see each other, and they can have their pictures taken, so that can take a long, long time. So if you're sitting at a wedding, it could be a little bit frustrating, especially if you're invited to numerous weddings this time of year, it could be a little bit frustrating to have to go through this over and over and over again. As even if one, you know, is a normal person, and he just has a certain hour that he has to leave the wedding, it can be annoying that he came all the way to wherever the far-off place this wedding is in. And by the time he wants to leave, it's only the middle of the first dance. It would be so much more pleasant, so much more meaningful, and so much more of an opportunity to be misameach, atan mekala, if the dancing took place a little bit earlier, meaning that there wasn't such a long break in between the chuppah and the first dance. That way he could stay for the first dance, dinner, second dance, maybe even Birkat HaMazon. So this is one of the challenges that's out there. However, Mordechai Willig, therefore, due to the grandiose amount of time, imagine 300 people, 400 people times 1 hour a person, it's at least 300-400 hours that are wasted at a wedding. Due to the grandiose waste of time, Harav Mordechai Willig recommends that pictures be taken prior to the chuppah. True, there's a minhag not to see each other for a week, albeit it's not so well founded in Hilchot Nida, but it has other meaningful aspects to it nowadays as well, because we don't want them to risk either their emotions or their hormones during the week prior to the wedding. We recommend, even for Sfaradim, that they limit contact the week before the wedding. But who says that the badekin has to be the first time they see each other? They can see each other before the badekin and take all the pictures with the family. And that way, a lot of time is saved. It should be noted, though, that the day of the wedding is a very special day with tremendous, tremendous potential. It's latent with opportunity for tefillah, teshuvah, tzedakah, and Talmud Torah. And the chatan and kala have to use it for that. So while pictures before or after the wedding are nice, the poskim, such as the Peleoetz and others, quoted in Yalkut Yosef and Hanesuin Ki Hilchatam and other places, recommend that one limit the pictures, and some say don't even take pictures, but okay, each community its own, because it's such a special day, it should be spent on holier things. At the same time, Harav Shechter told me that in his view, it's better to leave things as is. Badekin is a very special moment. It's a very, very powerful experience, emotional sensation, full of excitement for the chatan and kala. They haven't seen each other in a week. They're finally getting married. They're both dressed so nicely in their wedding garb. For them to ruin the excitement by seeing each other before the wedding is just a loss. It's a lost opportunity for them. and it would spoil their experience. So people will wait an hour. No, it's self-understood. It's okay. It's better that they should have their experience. So Harav Shechter agrees. Okay, if there are logistical issues, such as the lateness of the hour, whatever, so the Chatan and Kala should consider that. But they should also consider the fact that the Badekin is a very special moment and they don't want to spoil it. Finally, my dear friend Harav Yonatan Drori adds in that, what are you going to do if you go home early from the wedding? Sit and schmooze on the phone? So it's a little bit better. Sit and schmooze at a Seudas Mitzvah. Sit and schmooze at the wedding. Talk to Vrei Torah. Talk to your friends at the wedding rather than go home to talk to your friends. So there is value in staying at a wedding. But some people might have different schedules. And it might not always make the most sense. And in closing, whether one take these words of advice in mind practically, whether it be Harav Shechter or Harav Willig, if one does his pictures before the wedding, great. But if one finds himself at a wedding where the big pictures are being taken after the chuppah, he has what to talk about now about how things could be done, and that'll probably take up most of the time.